Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
In select cities across the U.S.
and select cubicles around the world at tntradioempire.com.
It's the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
And, by the way, into cities like right here in Detroit.
That's select cities, and Trump should have said cities also, right. Apparently. What we think. If he just meant select boobs in Detroit.
I thought it was entities or something.
No, he wants to say select cities.
Into cities. And
oh, okay.
He
I thought he was saying inner cities.
Yeah. No.
And then kind of misspoke.
No, apparently the speech, he was talking about how his economic plan would bring trillions of dollars into cities like right here in Detroit.
And, by the way, into cities like right here in Detroit.
That's not edited, is it?
No.
That's exactly how it sounded. Okay,
that's exactly how it came to us.
Yeah.
I'm thinking
increase the deficit by $7 billion. Something.
I'm thinking Sean Connery, and celebrity.
Yeah.
I'll take in titties.
Oh yeah, exactly right.
For $1,000, Alex.
That's exactly what that is.
That's in cities.
Yeah.
I love the poorly educated.
I know you do. Put yourself in there, buddy. Brian's again in for Craig. Penn Jillette later on. Our comedian buddies, Richard Reese and Nick Allen are both going to stop in today too, and. And Petey Mac, a little sports, a little later on. By the way, you got to play the season, but his Broncos are going to suck, man. They're just picking them third and fourth in that division, man.
Well, the Raiders are going to be better, and the Chiefs are probably, who knows?
Yeah.
The Chargers are kind of unknown.
Sanchez might not even be the quarterback. It's the other dude.
No, man. Yeah.
Yeah, the other dude.
So Petey will be on suicide watch.
No. He thinks the defense. He doesn't think they need an offense.
6-0 every game.
I don't think the Chargers are unknown. I think
they
suck.
No, I don't think they still got. Yeah, they still got Rivers.
Yeah,
they still got Rivers,
know.
Man. He can win games for them. You know. Yeah, they're picked below the Broncos in a few. But Broncos, they're picked third in that division by most people.
Makes sense to me.
Granted, it's a long season, so we can't wait. How are your Falcons supposed to do?
They're doing better. I watched a little bit of the fan day open practice.
Oh, did they say you're the only person watching this in the Midwest? They send you a prize.
It kind of did. It was Facebook Live, so it shows you
who many people are watching it.
One of three people. I was hearting it every 2 minutes.
That's
funny. Heart, heart. Nice
buddy,
catch, heart.
Tim in Wichita is a little disappointed because he thought he was the only Falcon fan.
No, now he's on the show for a little bit here. Yeah.
Welcome, Tim.
All right.
To a club.
What's up, brother?
Exclusive club.
I'm doing good. I heard you guys talk earlier about the SNL shakeup.
Yeah, we didn't. Actually, that was off the air. So we haven't said it on the air yet.
No, that was off the air.
That was off the air. So go ahead and tell us.
So two familiar faces won't be back on Saturday Night Live's next season. Taron Killam.
Yeah, he was great. We talked to him. Yeah.
Yeah. He was asked to leave, right?
Yeah, he thought he was going into the season. He said he thought he'd be it'd be his last season anyway. But they said he was taken back by them not offering him.
Yeah, he was not invited back.
No.
He must have made somebody mad because that can't be performance based.
Well, he was going to leave.
He was
anyway.
In so many skits.
Well, apparently he was editing a film he has, and it caused some conflict with what he's been doing right now. Who knows?
Whoa, that's a quick move to film.
Yeah,
for a cast member, isn't it?
He's in a new movie now, coming out. Yeah, have you seen the previews of this one? It's
no.
Lauren Michaels is producing it too. It looks like The Great Outdoors remade. Remember, The Great Outdoors was. John Candy
and Lips and Dan Aykroyd.
And Aykroyd was a crazy, okay, well, have you seen the new previews?
No.
It's called Brother Nature. And Taron Killam's new brother-in-law is the other dude from SNL, the fat guy.
Oh, Bobby Moynihan?
Right, yeah. And they're camping. And he's the annoying brother. Yeah. It's a Lorne Michaels thing. I saw it over the weekend, the previews. Not the movie. I don't see the movie until 3 years from now.
That's right.
And then At least.
We'll discuss movies later.
And then 4 years from now, we'll review it for you.
Right. Although there is a movie I want to see soon. And it's coming out this weekend.
What's
Hell
called?
Or High Water.
What is that?
Was that the one new one with
Jeff Bridges?
Yeah.
They say it's original. And I love Jeff Bridges in anything. Jeff Bridges, and you'll recognize other
and
two
it's
dudes.
Not a reboot. And
nope.
It's not a comic book movie.
Nope. Nope.
And it doesn't have a bunch of blow-up stuff.
Nope.
So, Chris Pine's in it.
Chris Pine's in
Jeff
it.
Jeff Bridges, Ben Foster.
Yeah, Ben Foster's great.
Oh, yeah.
What's the
synopsis?
Plot? What's the plot?
You'll see the previews. I see it on my Facebook.
Divorced dad and his ex-con brother resort to a desperate scheme in order to save the family's farm in West Texas.
Yeah, it's pretty hardcore, it looks.
Yeah. That I saw that preview.
Yeah.
It looks
and
amazing.
They're calling it an original, which is what I'm looking for nowadays because, you know, I don't need to see Batman.
Well,
Batman's around for a long time.
It was disappointing because I came back from vacation 2 days before my wife and my daughter. They rode back with my mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
So I had Saturday night, I was home, and I really didn't have anything to do. I thought, you know, I could go see a movie.
Done masturbating?
Yeah, that, you know.
Everything checked off.
Yeah. Twice.
Twice.
I wanted to go see a movie. Yeah. I thought, I could go see any movie I want.
And you looked at the
And I looked at the listings, and I went, oh, Suicide Squad is in 46 of the 49 theaters.
Yeah. And a review I got last night from some dad was, it's not bad.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. Who cares then?
Does Margot Robbie take her top off?
No.
No, it's PG, I think.
And it's not worth seeing.
Yeah. I don't think it's PG, but it's I don't think it's that.
She doesn't take her boobs out.
All right.
That's what Christie liked about the Bad Moms movie. Because
Margot Robbie's boobs?
Well, no, it was an R-rated comedy.
Yeah, I heard it's R-rated. Yeah.
So she said,
by the way, have you seen the Sausage Party?
Yeah, that comes out this weekend, too.
That looks interesting.
Animated, it's R.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's for adults.
Yeah, they've been very open about saying, look, this is not a kid's movie.
Yeah, but
don't take your kids to this movie.
Apparently it ran as a, in front of some Disney movie at some theater.
A preview.
The previews got screwed up at some theater.
Yeah. But your Sausage Party, you know you're running there, puss.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is that a political party?
It's called no. It should be.
It should be.
It should be. Yeah, well, it's Republicans.
Yeah,
it's basically Republicans.
It's a Republican party.
It's a white sausage party. If they make white sausage, I don't know if they do or not.
Oh, it is kind of.
It is. Yeah.
Well, Jay Farrell also.
Yeah. Why is he leaving? It didn't say when I read.
It sounded like
that.
It was his choice.
Did it?
Yeah, and that Denzel he does is just...
Oh. Well, the Shaquille O'Neal
and the Will Smith.
But the Denzel, and, I love what he does, Denzel.
Jay-Z.
Right, over the years, his Obama has gotten better and better.
Great, yeah.
You're right. Yeah. It just says they're pursuing other opportunities.
All right.
Ooh, yeah. Usually that means...
I know Farrell does stand-up.
That you got kicked out if you're pursuing other opportunities.
Yeah, but you know what? That is one of the both of them were on six seasons, and that's one of those shows where people do six, seven, eight seasons. That's it.
You said
do-do. I said do-do, and they leave, man. Yeah.
I can't believe it's been six.
I know, neither can I. Kill 'Em, I thought it was six. I didn't think Farrell was six.
Yeah, well, outside of, you know, your Tim Meadows, Daryl Hammond, and now Keenan.
Yeah.
Those are really the only exceptions that have stuck longer than that 6 to 8 years.
It's a young guy's game, they say. It's pretty brutal.
The guests next year are amazing.
Who?
Including Senator Ted Cruz.
Oh that's
no.
gonna suck.
Yes.
Is he the musical guest or the host?
Yeah, he's got him and who's the presidential candidate from Fox that plays bass guitar?
Oh, it's Huckabee. Yeah.
Yeah,
talked to him.
Huckabee
once.
Start a band.
Bag, yeah. Great band.
Let's see. Wow. Let's see. Ted Cruz and Paul Ryan both. Going to be on. I don't get it.
I don't know. The same episode.
I would assume, but they're going to throw
those
guys
not,
let's
on. Let's hope it's just cameos.
Right before the election.
Politics. Yeah, I'm guessing they're not going to be hosting. No, Ted Cruz is not hosting.
I mean, they've got great writers, but they can't. Nobody's
that's
that good.
Against his Christian, faith.
Maybe,
there.
Maybe they'll have.
Yeah, I can't see Ted Cruz in any sketches.
No.
Maybe a Munsters sketch. He plays Grandpa.
He'd totally be the Munsters. He does like Grandpa. Yeah. Yeah.
He's the vampire. Yeah. Sucking the life out of all of us.
Exactly.
In 1995, this day, sad day in rock and roll. Sad day.
Oh, my God. This is something we should know, but it's a sad day in 95.
Yeah, it's also a Bachman birthday. So.
Okay, Cobain died in 94.
Is this Lane Staley?
Wasn't Kurt Cobain.
Cobain died in 94. No,
yeah, he was earlier than that.
No, she had Lane Staley. Who cares? I mean,
he was shortly after that. It was a couple years after Cobain.
But here's your heady hint. They were probably doing a bootleg tape of the funeral.
Jerry
Garcia.
Garcia,
yeah, that was a sad day. Although he almost died 10 years before that.
He was on borrowed time at that time.
Oh, he was on borrowed time the whole time. Man. He was only 55, wasn't he, or something like that?
He was 53.
53.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I should have read
young,
that.
That's young, man. Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Wow. He ate and did drugs and didn't work out for 40 years. I mean, he really did. He was always a big, I read a whole thing about that dude once. He was, you know, he was a big eater, big drug user, never in shape, you know.
So him and
Elvis. On the road continuously, you know.
So since birth.
He was never a hot Jerry Garcia, put it that way. In the 60s, he wasn't quite as fat in the 60s, but once they hit it in the late 60s, 70s, he was big boy the whole time. What was that?
I said, so he was eating and not working out since birth.
Well, heroin kills you too,
right,
by the way.
Probably picked up the drug thing.
Man, heroin and cocaine kill you.
Shortly after that.
Yeah. So in dog years, he was.
Yeah. Older.
In dead years. Yeah.
He was indeed living on Reds, vitamin C, and cocaine.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there you go. That's almost a dollar.
Well, you got to think. I mean, when you think about it, you know, the rest of the guys from the Dead are still out touring today.
Yeah, yeah.
So, he had to have been pretty young.
He was young, yeah.
So, this related story, 19 people, including several young children, that's kind of sad that it got to them, are recovering after eating gummy candies laced with marijuana. Happened Saturday in San Francisco at, let's see if I can say this, Quinceañera. Oh, yeah, this is the Spanish.
The one they turned 15.
Right, the Quinceañera. Yeah. It happened a traditional Hispanic 15-year-old girl's birthday.
Yeah.
So they had some candy in the piñata?
Somebody dropped some in, probably.
Yeah, it said it was starting to be passed around.
We've seen those gummies. We've had those gummies, and they look like the kind you'd see kids would eat.
Yeah.
They're dangerous, man. I mean, to lay around.
They look just like the vitamins I take every morning.
Exactly.
And I'm not privy to trying them, but they're pretty harsh, right?
Yeah, well, not for adults.
No, not at all.
No, but a kid can't eat those.
Well, and a kid's going to eat a bunch of them.
Well, if a kid eats one, he's not going to be a good shape. A 10-year-old kid shouldn't eat that crap, you know?
They were probably throwing them down like candy.
That's a recipe for an 18-hour nap.
Right. Oh. I've heard that, yeah.
Or 24-hour nap.
That was a grown man, though, basically.
Well, basically,
physically,
Yeah, you start out even if you're like experienced. Start out with a couple.
See, but this gives pot a bad name when this kind of crap.
I know,
especially edibles, because you know, why make them look like gummies? Why don't you make them look like, you know, I don't know, something horrible, like dog turds?
Well, the kind of
that way a kid wouldn't eat them. But you know, if it's just a dog turd, you'd eat it because it's not a dog turd. You know what I mean? Because you know, we talk about those little dishwasher pods that look like candy.
Yeah.
They're marbleized, and now that they look good. You could suck on this all
colors,
day long, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I had to follow my dog around for days. Really blew the dog's mind, man. For my
of course, dog. You got to be
you
careful.
You said mind,
though,
right?
You got to be careful. You think that, you're right, I got a little dog, so. Wow, I left one of those on the floor. I better eat that.
Or give him a little bit of laundry.
All right. No, I'm talking about the dog turd gummies.
I like that. If he eats the pod,
yeah.
All right, could you eat some underwear?
Yeah.
Do a load for me.
Right. Usually, you don't have to talk them into eating the underwear.
No.
Usually, they just eat a portion of the underwear.
He said do a load for me, too, by the way. This
he
is getting
did.
Weirder, man.
I love that.
Yeah, he's weird.
Dogs leave underwear sitting around.
Right.
The red marks. Did you guys see the red marks on the Olympic athletes?
Yeah, it's called cupping. What is it about?
Well, at first, cupping does sound very seedy.
Right.
A little bit,
yeah.
Like they're
some hated. Form of pain relief. Brings the blood to the surface. Breaks a bunch of capillaries.
But what's cupping? What
brings
do they do?
The blood
they
to
take
the surface.
A cup and put it in the body?
Yeah.
They say it's very dangerous. I read an article where it's dangerous.
It's like a suction thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you turn the cup over, and then you put a flame underneath the cup to get some suction going,
right.
And then right on your skin so it starts sucking it up.
Yeah. Those were
and
the
it's, it's legal, but they say it's dangerous. I read an article where it's dangerous, too.
How's it dangerous?
I don't know. They say people shouldn't be doing it, but, you know, they're trying to get the edge.
Well, I think maybe it's the bruising.
Yeah,
yeah, it looks horrible.
Because you're causing damage.
Yeah, you are.
You know, even though they say that speeds up muscle recovery and it's very localized, but still, you got bruises.
Did Phelps, was he the one that started doing it, so everybody had to follow suit?
No, it wasn't his back I saw.
I didn't see it on Phelps.
Oh, yeah, he had them all over.
He's covered.
Did he?
He did?
Yeah. He's covered in cup marks.
All right, well, if it works, it works,
so
I guess.
So are a lot of other swimmers.
I thought it was a sneaky way to get a sponsor on.
Well, they also, they also can't, tell them they can't do it if it's legal. I mean, it's clean. You know?
Mine one.
All right. Somebody's done this?
Hey, Dick the Dominator.
Oh.
Yeah. You're talking about fire cupping or suction on skin.
Yeah, but you do it for something else, don't you?
How's that work in a sexual fashion?
It's used, the way that he's using it, it's in a similar way. People use it to make patterns, or you can leave the cup on longer, and the longer you leave it on, the darker the bruise or the more blood you bring up to the skin.
Okay, but he's doing it for athletic purposes.
And what are the medical benefits of that?
What's the sexual benefits? I want to know about that.
Both.
Yeah. Medically, it was used similar to leeching. It's supposed to bring all of the bad blood to the surface, and then it circulates through the body quicker. It's a bunch of crap.
What about sexual?
Using it that way, you can put it on very sensitive areas of the skin. They make cups ranging from 2 millimeters in diameter all the way up to...
I'm thinking the same thing. Brian's over here tweaking his nipples, so am I. nipples, right? No, I'm tweaking my nipples, by the way, not Brian's.
You can use it there. You can use it south of the belt line, too.
Oh, I don't want to do that.
No.
Well, maybe.
No, not on guys.
No, okay. Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, I was thinking like a vase for guys.
It's not much.
Yeah, I want to cover the whole thing. I want to just cup one.
Well,
it's not much different than the pumps.
Oh, the pump. It doesn't work.
Except for the heat.
You don't have to use heat. They make ones that are hand pump or hand.
A hand pumped cup.
Well, that's just a pump.
It has a cup on the end, and when you break the seal from the pump, the cup stays on there and draws the skin away.
All right.
Yeah, we've not heard any success stories about the pump.
No, it can break your blood capillaries.
Yes.
But Push told me that, too, by the way. It hurts, yeah. All right. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it, man. Dick the Dominator right there with the information, as he always is.
Always.
And we can mention a story, 3 hours from now. He's on the phone. I think he works at home.
Is he also, he's just Chinese medicine. He's up on that as well.
He's up on a lot of things.
He's up on everything, man. Any kind of fetish.
Yeah.
He is the professor.
I was talking about pegging last night, actually, with some guys.
Really? Go on.
No, but his wife's Mrs. Dick, and she's the one that pegs guys.
There you go. Mm-hmm. There's your birthday present right there. You can submit.
Yeah. What?
You could submit.
A little role reversal.
I think my wife really wants to peg.
Don't know until you ask.
Have you asked?
It's her birthday. So here's your birthday present, honey. Put this on and just, right there. So that's what she's really going to do.
She might take you up on it. You never know.
Yeah, she might, actually.
Yeah, she might like that's to what, dominate yeah. you sometime.
Don't sell her short.
Yeah. At least, offer the opportunity.
Okay, that'd be my present today. Flowers and a dildo. In the morning.
Speaking of which, over the vacation, we had a number of requests for...
strap one, I mean.
Right, Mrs. Dick's information. Did you forward those
along? Yeah, anything I got, I forwarded on to her.
All right. He's good about that.
Did you guys want to hear the EDM Spoon Man?
I don't, but I know you want to play it for me, so go ahead.
Well,
first of all, EDM sucks anyway, but I do like the song Spoon Man, so that they're going to screw this up.
Get the sound effect ready.
Oh, he's two, right? Hang on a second here.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a song effect? You like, but it's electronic dance music.
I'm still.
Which means.
Which here. Means it's they're going to ruin
now.
It. They're
going to have it turned up now.
It's going to suck.
Oh, God. Just turn it off. I walk into a club and that's playing. Just kill me.
You'd have to be high.
Yeah.
That's the only way that music is okay.
Well, or 16 and on the X or something like that,
Full ecstasy and surrounded by scantily clad chicks in some Vegas club.
Now, when you are...
And in your 20s.
You're a real musician, Brian. You play a keyboard, and you can sing, you do all the whole bit and everything. So the fact is, when you... I know you appreciate art in any form, probably as a musician, but doesn't that stuff drive you crazy? When a guy with a computer can make $1,000,000,000.
Yeah, it has. I mean, they have programs specially designed where it says, give me a little bit of this this song, right, and then we'll just put an EDM beat to it. So yeah, it's way easy to do that.
Yeah, I would think so, especially with any talent whatsoever. I mean, we no talent either for that matter. Just a computer guy.
There are crossover guys that will take their little loops and then they'll start playing piano and guitar over it.
Yeah, I get that.
It gets kind of cool.
Yeah,
but then you think at the end you're like, okay, well, just get rid of the EDM and give me a good song.
Sure. Right.
Just become a good producer.
Well, get rid of the EDM exactly. And play the damn song. Okay, now don't kill the computer and play your guitar.
Now, when you saw Straight Outta Compton, did you like any of the music?
Well, you know what's funny, because when that album came out, that was not what I was into. I mean, I was working rock radio, and there was a lot of great rock music at the time, and so I really didn't pay attention to it whatsoever. There's a one song in the beginning, probably the very first live thing they sing, and it's Ice-T's, obviously the main. He was the good rapper, actually.
Ice Cube.
And it sounded interesting, but you know what though? It's still to me, it's not my scene. But you know, at least I thought that I do think that they were good compared to the crap now. You know what I mean? I think there's so much crap now, and my son's into it. That's how I know there's crap out there. And I've asked older guys that liked rap back in the day. I said, "Is this crap?" And they said, "Yeah, it's crap."
Yeah,
like Fetty Wap. Stuff's horrible, man.
No, Fetty Wap, by the way, was
it's horrible.
Yeah, that was horrible. That was a Jeopardy question the other day.
It's horrible.
No, and Fetty Wap made Jeopardy.
Some chick who's probably about 30 got the answer right. They mentioned two songs, and she said Fetty Wap.
It's horrible.
Well, you know, I think all the good samples have been taken.
Well, I just think the music sucks anymore. Man, of course, you know, you like what you like, I guess. But
no, but when I was watching, I haven't watched all of Straight Outta Compton yet. I got bits and pieces.
It's a great movie. But, you know, it's not even about the music to me. No. It's about the story. And it's a great story. You know?
But they were using some good samples. So I enjoyed the sampling they did.
I like original music.
Not necessarily all
better
the music.
Than sampling, but whatever. What are you going to do? They had some parties back in those days, though, didn't they?
Oh, they did.
Jesus, all right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.